honored to deliver this statement on behalf of a group of countries. The profound impact that new technologies are having on the realization of the right to development for both current and future generations must be duly addressed. As we stand at the crossroads of rapid technological advancements, it is crucial to recognize that technology, when harnessed correctly, can be a powerful tool for promoting the right to development as an inalienable right. New technologies can help us bridge gaps in knowledge, skills, and resources, directly contributing to reducing inequalities and fostering human development. These technologies can also help our development path remains aligned with the needs of future generations by preserving the planet for them. However, it is essential to note that these benefits will not materialize automatically. There is a pressing need for policies that ensure equitable access to technology and protect against its potential downsides, including the risk of deepening existing inequalities. It is our collective responsibility to ensure that these technologies serve as enablers for the realization of the right to development rather than obstacles. They should be developed and deployed in ways that provide equal opportunities and create an enabling international environment for development for all nations, including by refraining from promulgating and applying any unilateral economic, financial, or trade measures not in accordance with the international law and the Charter of the UN that impede the full achievement of economic and social development, particularly in developing countries. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. The floor is for